Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be able to give you an update on the makeover of Abbott Road. I'm very pleased to be here with Congressman Brian Higgins and South District Councilmember Christopher Scanlon to give you an update on the Abbott Road road project, which is so important to this area of the city of Buffalo. Infrastructure is important to the growth and development of our community. All total, this is an $11.2 million road reconstruction project. The phase that we are at today is $3.9 million. And I want to thank Congressman Higgins for his tremendous work and support for infrastructure investment throughout the city of Buffalo. 80% of the investment in this roadway is coming from the federal government. So our congressman is quite effective in bringing resources back to our community. I want to also recognize Councilmember Scanlon, who is a member of the council that really has focused on prioritizing infrastructure investment. And over the last few years, we've worked hard to increase the city's contribution to infrastructure investment. The good news for city taxpayers today is the $11.2 million Abbott Road reconstruction project is 80% funded by the federal government, and in this case, 20% funded by the state government. That doesn't always happen, and when that does, it gives the city of Buffalo the ability to stretch its dollars further and do more projects in our community. I also want to recognize that we're joined by Public Works Commissioner Michael Finn and Nolan Skipper, who is the city engineer. They do a great job in making sure these dollars get into our community. During my tenure as mayor of the city of Buffalo, we have spent over $290 million on infrastructure projects in the city. Now it is my pleasure to introduce a great partner for our development and our progress in the city of Buffalo, Congressman Brian Higgins.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mayor. And, you know, as the mayor said, in Washington, we're dealing with a big infrastructure bill. And the shame is that it's going down, not up. You know, most of the experts say that we need $4 trillion just to bring our infrastructure to a state of good repair. And I'm glad there's a bipartisan agreement, but it's going in the wrong direction. We don't need $1 trillion. We need $4 trillion. And what we know in Buffalo, and the mayor knows this firsthand, as does Chris Scanlon, is that when you invest in infrastructure, what follows is private sector investment. Another $11 million project was the mayor and I had collaborated on Ohio Street. Federal money to Ohio Street, what resulted was every dollar that we spent in the infrastructure produced $7 in private sector investment. And that's what can occur here as well. It's not coincidental. That's a cause and effect relationship. And that's why infrastructure is so vitally important to the city of Buffalo, right here on Abbott Road, but also on Niagara Street, Ohio Street, car sharing Main Street. The result is always the same, more private sector investment. And that's why this project is very, very important to this community, to this commercial district, to this city, and that's why I'm proud to be able to fight on behalf of the city of Buffalo to bring infrastructure dollars into this community. So it's a great, great project, and I'm pleased to have played a small part in it, but the mayor has a reputation for spending these federal dollars in an efficient and effective way, and with an advocate like Chris Scanlon, you can't go wrong. So with that, let me bring up the South District Council member. He will hobble up, Chris Scanlon.
Thank you, Congressman. Good morning, everyone. Having grown up just one block east of here, I can attest to just how seldom funding of this magnitude has been allocated to this commercial strip. And the only reason it's happening now is because I have colleagues in government who have a shared vision of just what infrastructure investment does for a community. Congressman Higgins, as the mayor mentioned, has been a tremendous advocate for infrastructure throughout the city of Buffalo, but also across this country. As you heard him talking about just how much infrastructure we need, the amount of funding we need to bring the infrastructure of this country up to par, I can't thank him enough for his continued commitment to fighting that battle. So, Congressman, thank you very much. And to Mayor Brown, thank you so much for your commitment to this project. From day one, you've been all on board for this project, and I can't thank you enough for not just this project, but as the Congressman stated, your effective spending of this infrastructure type money across the city of Buffalo. So, Mayor, thank you very much. I also have to thank City Engineer Nolan Skipper and Commissioner of Public Works Mike Finn. I won't tell you how many times I've called them during the planning and all of that of this project, or even during the work since it started, but I can tell you it's quite a few times, and I know that I've driven them nuts at times, so I thank them for their commitment to this project, but most of all for their patience. So thank you very much, gentlemen. As both the mayor and the congressman mentioned, investment like this spurs private investment. And we've seen it all across the city of Buffalo. And it's a clear indication to the people of this community that the city, that the congressman, everyone is invested in this community here. And we will continue to invest not just in Abbott Road, but in other areas, not just in South Buffalo, but throughout the city of Buffalo. So again, I'm so excited about this project, as I've mentioned, just growing up one block off of Abbott Road, to see this transformation of just this first phase. And as the mayor and the congressman mentioned, ultimately we're talking about north of $11 million down Abbott Road of infrastructure improvement. So I can't thank my colleagues in government enough for this project, and I look forward to working with them in the future.
Thank you, Congressman Higgins. Thank you, Councilmember Scanlon. Now I'm going to ask our Commissioner of Public Works, Michael Finn, to come to the podium and just give you the summary layout of what the project will be, what the improvements will look like for this area of the city. But as you can see from the traffic, this is a very heavily traveled street in the city of Buffalo, in South Buffalo, and this investment will reap tremendous dividends, not only for the residents of this community, but for business investment and growth in the city of Buffalo. Commissioner Finn?
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you to Congressman Higgins and Councilmember Scanlon for their support on this project. Everyone, all of the elected officials involved in this project have been very hands-on, which makes the job of the Department of Public Works easier. We've been able to collaborate with both their offices and the general public to deliver a project that I believe everyone is very proud of. The scope of this work is replacing all the sidewalks, curbs, putting in new LED street lighting. You can see the new poles that are already up on this side of the road. We're also going to be repaving the road when all of the work is complete. Today we're at the halfway point. That's a big announcement that brings us here today. We've finished this west side of the road from south side all the way down to Mercy Hospital. The contractor has flipped around, and now they're doing the east side, digging it out, replacing the sidewalks and the curbs. Anticipating being completed by the end of this construction season, Hopefully we don't have another wet July like we did and continue in slowing us down, but even with that, we're progressing on schedule. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.